to the east and west at that time, are among the most wonderful teaching letters that we have. She taught the Baha'is about the importance of the covenant. She taught them to revere and love their guardian. She taught them about the nature of the will and testament of Abdu'l-Bahá. She encouraged them to be united. She warned them against disharmony. And these letters show her as truly a teacher of the cause. Another of her roles that we cannot but model ourselves upon. In one of these letters, she even uses the metaphor of healing to teach. And she reminds the friends in very simple and direct language, without wasting words, that when you are sick, you need a potent remedy. And since we are all shattered, she writes, by the passing of Abdu'l-Bahá, now it devolves upon every well-assured and devoted friend, every firm and enkindled believer, enraptured by his love, to drink this healing remedy. And she was referring to Shoghi Effendi. To drink this healing remedy at one draught, so that the agony of bereavement may be somewhat alleviated. She was always trying to help us endure separation. But her own separations were not completely over. For during the first 3 years of the ministry of Shoghi Effendi, she had to endure separation from him too. And among her letters, there is one so touching that I thought I would read it to you to explain how much she must have felt this separation. It is the hope of this writer that the friends of God will put forth such efforts and will so radiate their love for him as to light up the world. A love that will make the heart of the guardian leap for joy. And then, God willing, he will soon come back again. So that before I close my eyes upon this life, the separation I endure will be over. And I can bid you all farewell with a happy heart. One of the characteristics of the greatest holy leaf was her ability to endure separation and suffering with utmost joy on her face. After her passing, Shoghi Effendi wrote, "Even in the thick of the worst ordeals, she would smile like an opening rose. It is a smile that lingers with us still. Her smiling face looks at us through the photographs. Within the smile, there is so much of sorrow, so much of understanding. And it is a smile so deep that we might feel it penetrating our inmost hearts. For though it's on a photograph, and so evanescent, something within us must needs respond to that smile." In her own words, many events of history could never efface from the heart the importance of the days that they were passing through when Abdu'l-Bahá died. It is the heart that retains the importance. And Shoghi Effendi wrote of that exquisite smile of hers. Those smiles that refreshed my life are forever and safely imprinted in the inmost recesses of my stricken heart. This is surely why, in the inmost recesses of our hearts, we carry her memory. And whatever betide us, in his words, however distressing the vicissitudes which the nascent faith of God may yet experience, we pledge ourselves before the mercy seat of Baha'u'llah to hand on the memory of the greatest holy leaf, a legacy we received that shall be passed on to the generations before us, unimpaired and undivided. Thank you.